Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Monday, the 11th of March, 2019. To get you started, President Trump will ask for more money today for border wall funding, with Reuters reporting that he'll ask for an additional $8.6 billion. But both House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer have made it clear that doing so would be in vain since they won't approve it. In a statement referring to their previous refusal to pass $5.7 billion for the wall, the pair said, quote, "The same thing will repeat itself if he tries this again. We hope he learned his lesson," unquote. Plastic surgery is on the rise. According to data out today from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, almost 18 million people might look a little different today than they did a year ago. The group says there's been a rise in overall plastic surgery and nearly a 250,000 more cosmetic procedures in 2018 than 2017. And an increase specifically in minimally invasive procedures is not surprising, since more are available now than in years past. Of the more than 1.8 million surgeries tracked by the Society in 2018, the top 5 were breast augmentation, liposuction, nose reshaping, eyelid surgery, and tummy tuck. Next up, if you have any gift cards to Payless Shoe Source, today is the last day to use them. After the company filed for bankruptcy last month and announced the closings of its U.S. and Canada-based stores, the retailer also gave shoppers just a few weeks to use any credits they might have with the store. But by tomorrow, they'll be worthless. Closings of the roughly 2,500 locations are beginning this month and will conclude in May. The retailer's collapse comes as brick-and-mortar retail stores across the country continue to suffer thanks to the boom of online shopping and changing consumer tastes. Other stores set to shutter some or all stores this year include Gymboree, Family Dollar, and Victoria's Secret. It's been 1 year since Latifa bint Al Maktoum, the princess daughter of Dubai's Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, said in a video that she could be in danger.
I'm making this video because it could be the last video I make. Yeah. And if you are watching this video, it's not such a good thing. Either I'm dead or I'm in a very, very, very bad situation. So where do I begin?
The 33-year-old was hoping to obtain political asylum in the United States, but her friends say they heard nothing from her for 9 months and that now she may be being held captive. Latifa has spent her life essentially held prisoner in the United Arab Emirates, not allowed to visit a non-public place or follow her dream of studying medicine. She previously tried escaping as a 16-year-old in 2002 when she tried to cross into neighboring Oman, but was caught and later tortured as punishment. And last up, get ready for a 2-hour finale of The Passage tonight. Mark Paul Gosselaar, previously known as Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell, now stars in the show and calls the first part of tonight's finale, quote, "unbelievably ambitious," unquote. You can catch an interview with him on usatoday.com and tune into The Passage at 8, 7 Central on Fox. And you can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, What we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.